This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power Business with Nolutando Mthonthi Mlambo. The Express Edition, 6 to 7 p.m.
18:33 on Power Business. It is indeed the Express Edition on Power Business. And this evening, we're speaking to A.B. Musa, the CEO of Avalon Group, or Cinecentre. I think that might be a brand that people are more familiar with. Now, for ages, literally ages, we've been predicting that the cinema would die. First, it was TV, then it was video cassettes, then it was DVDs, then it was PVR. But the cinema still stands. So I'm very keen to find out from you, A.B., post-COVID-19, we know it was absolutely terrible for the cinema industry. But where are we today?
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Nolutando, and I'm certainly feeling the power of being here, so it's amazing to be
awesome.
Here. I think that to encapsulate the impact of various technologies over the years, but cinema going is a social experience, and human beings are social creatures. And the advent, as you say, of all these different platforms that have developed over the years, the obituary of cinema has been written and rewritten many times. And yet it's because of our social need, our being gregarious creatures, that we have this need and desire to socially interact. And cinema becomes that shared experience, besides the scale and the extravagance of it and all the other benefits that come with that shared experience. It's just that human contact that people want. I think when COVID transpired, for the first 3 weeks, everyone was ecstatic, thinking this is an amazing life. And by week number three, everyone was getting into each other's hair. They wanted to get out of the house. They wanted that things that they took for granted, whether it was family interaction, whether it was other such interactions, including the cinema, they became more appreciated. And I think as we've entered into a post-COVID era, the desire for people is a lot more about shared experiences and about experiences in general. So in that context, I think that there's certainly a changing dynamic in the market, but I'm certainly a very firm believer in the future of cinema. I think it also comes, I mean, I come from a family legacy that have been involved in the cinema industry for next year. We'll be 85 years, not
wow.
me personally, but the company.
And
it was co-founded by my late grandfather in 1939. He built a chain of cinemas throughout the country, and we were continuing to grow until the apartheid system made its visitations upon our lives, and then 90% of our assets were expropriated because of the racist laws. And then I joined my dad as a young boy. I used to... My father was a political activist. Mm-hmm. We were in exile, came back, and then we had this intention to rebuild the business. It was a family legacy. I'm named after my grandfather. And in that context, I think why I mention that is we've been through many challenges. Mm. I mean, we've been through our own unique set as a company because we were on the obverse side of the circumstances of our history. But I think that's what builds you and develops you to accept that whatever is coming, there's always a way around it, and there's always a way to succeed around it. So in many ways, that's built our group to be more resilient. We've been very innovative in a lot of our concepts. We were the first to introduce many innovations. We were the first to introduce Budget Tuesdays, flavored salts, luxury seat cinemas, and those type of concepts. And we've now come up with a new innovation. In these inflationary times, we know people are very cost conscious. So we've actually partnered with a rewards company, and we are now rewarding every person who comes to buy either a movie ticket and or a confectionery at our popcorn counter. Each purchase qualifies them to 360 Rand, up to 360 Rand worth of rewards, which is multiple times more value and what you've purchased. And that's for each purchase. Mm-hmm. So it's not for both. It's each time you buy, whether it's either or, you get that rewards, and we're looking to enhance it. So we've decided to go that route because there are other reward options in the market. However, those in our space, but those are linked with subscriptions and memberships. Ours are non-discriminatory. Mm-hmm. Just come, enjoy the experience, and get rewarded for it and more value than you spent. So we've always found ways to keep our audiences coming back. Mm-hmm. And I think that the beauty and the impact of a shared experience is something that one can't fully articulate. I think it's something that becomes from the depths of your inner being and your soul and that whole human interaction.
Completely agree with you, AB, and I'm keen to hear from you. You know, you spoke about innovation, the future of cinema. What does that look like, you know, as an industry player, as an industry leader, when you look ahead, where is cinema going?
So I think the desire for a more qualitative experience in terms of luxury seat cinemas, in terms of obviously technologies, the more immersive experience. I think we're seeing a lot more technologies driving to almost virtual reality kind of cinema, where it'll be a far more immersive experience. So although we are a few years away from it, I think when it comes to technology, the rapidity of change, and we see the impact of that even on platforms like ChatGPT and others that are AI and what's actually happening in the market, where I think technology is actually going to also help our industry and other social interactions is that technology in many ways has disconnected people. Mm-hmm. We can connect through an electronic pulse, through a message, but it's a very sterile experience. And I think as technology and the impact of it continues to permeate our lives in the coming years, and I think it's going to happen at such a speed that people are not fully understanding. But when that happens, I think that desire and need for human contact and shared experiences is going to be even greater. So there's two dimensions. One is the impact on the social being. And the other thing is, I think it's going to be, in terms of the physical space of cinema, it's going to be a far more efficient and a far more immersive experience.
Well, that's exciting. I'm very excited by VR headsets and all that stuff. It excites me a lot. So it sounds like it's going to be a great time. So let's talk about, you know, what you're doing also at CineCentre to keep, you know, people immersed in the cinema and at your cinemas.
So aside of the rewards, which we actually think is a game changer. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopping onto
You're
that.
Very excited.
awesome. It is. It's a exciting project. And I think, you know, a lot of business is really about sticking to the basics, making sure customer service is in line. And it's, you know, I've personally experienced going to different places, not in the cinema space, but just in general, and the customer service is not the best. The experience becomes unpleasant, and you feel that I'm parting with my money for an experience, and I'm not, you know, necessarily feeling the same warmth, so to speak. So we really endeavor as a family operation, as a hands-on operation, part of keeping that cinema audiences engaged is really about sticking to the basics, making sure that your quality of your visual, the quality of your sound, the quality and the comfort, the cleanliness, and the customer service has to be top of mind. And so that's really, I think, when people feel welcomed and they feel that they've come, and cinema is really about escapism. It's about really, we have our daily challenges and you want to escape for a few hours and enjoy this time with your friends and family. And so we want to endeavor to make sure that it's as enjoyable and as pleasurable as it should be, because we're here to entertain.
And I'll tell you, AB, one of the things people often say about the cinema, that the popcorn is too expensive. And I'm sure you've heard this, you know, this too. So let's talk about that, you know, about movies and how they are affordable way of being out. The whole family can go. They're great for first dates. They're great for 100th dates.
Yes.
But, you know, of course, like you're saying, people are cash strapped, and the whole thing of, are the add-ons a little bit more expensive than they should be?
So I think our rewards gives you more value than what you're paying. So I'm going to obviously push that through.
Just saying,
exactly. So, I mean, our most expensive combo is $100. That's like for the largest of the largest. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get 360 worth of rewards for each purchase.
Amazing.
So just throwing it in there. But in general, yes, I think it's, you know, if one was to say that, it's like when you go to a restaurant, sure, you can cook at home cheaper and it's more expensive to go to a restaurant. So obviously that's the nature of our business. If you go to a hotel and you order room service, it's expensive. That's just the nature of what it is. Mm-hmm. So it's really about, and that's why we were trying to find ways to reward people. And I related to that challenge. And I was like, okay, we can't really fix this situation, but how do we, we're still the most competitive, by the way, in terms of our positioning. But, and we also have half price Tuesdays. So we have all of those factors to help people. But we also found, how do we then empower and reward people to, using the empower, you'll use power, to be able to feel that, yes, they've made this purchase, but they're actually getting a benefit that's greater. Yeah.
Well, I'm very keen then to hear about what, you know, CineCentre and Thrill, you know, could be. You know, we hear about Netflix and chill, for instance. CineCentre and Thrill.
Yeah, so that was our tagline for this new rewards initiative.
Amazing.
So we were basically saying that Netflix and chill is so COVID, and COVID is behind us. So now let's get back to Cine Center and Thrill and really engage with our audiences, entertain them, and have that true essence of seeing content on the big screen as I believe it should be consumed.
Well, Ivy, I'd like to thank you for your time this evening and really rejigging our excitement about the cinema. I'm keen to use my tickets. I've got tickets here.
Sure.
And also come through and earn my rewards. And just thank you so much for your time. It's been wonderful.
Thank you for having me, and always listen to your show, and it's a great show. Wow. So thank you for having me a part of it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's AB Musa, CEO of Avalon Group, or Cine Center, which is a brand that you might know better.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.